From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California's coronavirus death toll has topped 26,500, and confirmed cases are nearing 2.4 million since the pandemic began. The State Department of Public Health says California's swamped hospitals are currently holding more than 22,000 COVID-19 patients, including nearly 4,700 in intensive care units. In hard-hit Los Angeles County, the total COVID-19 death toll reached 10,773 people, and confirmed cases topped 818,000. The county reports that more than 7,500 people are currently hospitalized, including 21% in ICUs. A Kaiser Permanente employee died and dozens of workers were infected with the coronavirus after a staffer appeared at one of its San Jose medical centers wearing an inflatable holiday costume on Christmas Day. Kaiser spokesperson Irene Chavez said that 44 staff members of the emergency department have tested positive for the virus since December 27th. The Oakland-based hospital chain is investigating the outbreak. Inflatable costumes usually rely on battery-operated fans to suck air into the costume to keep its shape. COVID-19 spreads through droplets in the air, which is why investigators are looking into the air circulation function of the fan. Chavez said, quote, "Any exposure, if it occurred, would have been completely innocent and quite accidental, as the individual had no COVID symptoms and only sought to lift the spirits of those around them during what is a very stressful time," unquote. She added that the holiday costume was not approved beforehand by Kaiser. Kaiser declined to identify the employee who died of COVID-19 complications. Chavez said the emergency department is open and undergoing a deep cleaning. She noted that nearly 40,000 Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers in Northern California have already received COVID-19 vaccinations. A group of Google engineers announced today that they have formed a union, creating a rare foothold for the labor movement in the tech industry. About 225 employees at Google and its parent company Alphabet are the first dues-paying members of the Alphabet Workers Union. They represent a fraction of Alphabet's workforce, far short of the threshold needed to get formal recognition as a collective bargaining group in the U.S. But its members say they want more of a voice, not just on wages, benefits, and protections against discrimination and harassment, but also broader ethical questions about how Google pursues its business ventures. Authorities say a 40-year-old man died after he tried to rescue his two young children who were swept away by a sneaker wave in Sonoma County and are now presumed dead. Officials tell the Press Democrat the family was struck by a wave yesterday at Blind Beach in the city of Jenner and the children swept out to sea. The mother told officials she was able to make it to shore. Authorities say the father tried to swim to his children. He was recovered from the surf and died at the scene. Their children, a boy and a girl aged 4 and 7, were still missing today. Authorities have not released any of their names. And the National Weather Service in Reno has issued an avalanche warning and winter weather advisory for much of the Sierra Nevada, including Lake Tahoe, into tomorrow morning. The service says a storm moving into the Tahoe Basin today will bring heavy snow and gale-force winds that will create dangerous avalanche conditions in the backcountry. A winter weather advisory remains in effect until 4 a.m. tomorrow, as far south as Mammoth Lakes and as far north as Susanville. As much as 18 inches of snow is expected at elevations higher than 7,000 feet. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.